Chapter 3.
在出埃及记第三章，当耶和华向摩西显现的时候。
And verse 2 it says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire.
第二节，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
It says the bush burned with fire.
这里讲到荆棘被火烧着。
But the bush was not consumed.
但是呢，却没有烧毁。
That's strange.
哎，这个很奇怪吧。
Now any fire I know of,
每一种的火呢，我所知道的呢，
will burn the bush.
应该是会把荆棘给烧毁的。
Because that's stubble.
因为呢，那个荆棘是容易引燃的，是会容易着火的。
What manner of fire is this that can burn and a tree is not consumed?
但是呢，这个火是什么样的火，竟能让荆棘浑而不毁？
It's a different fire.
这是一种不同的火焰。
It's not the fire you know and I know.
这种火呢，不是你知道我知道的那种火。
It's a different fire.
这是不同的火。
It's a fire that did not consume the bush.
这种火呢，是让那个荆棘浑而不毁。
But neither do I read that the bush was a sinner bush.
但是呢，我们的这个荆棘也许是一个罪人的荆棘啊。
I don't read of any sin in that bush either.
我看到这里的那个荆棘好像没有任何的罪在里面。
So it wasn't consumed.
所以呢，因着这个罪，这个荆棘里面没有罪，所以它就浑而不毁。
So really, it's a very benevolent fire for the bush.
所以呢，这对这个荆棘来讲是非常重要，它是没有罪的。
But Moses was scared.
但是呢，摩西看见确实很害怕。
Do you know that the fire in hell?
你知道在地狱里面的火，永火。
Is that same fire?
也是同样的火。
The word brimstone, where it says in hell there'll be fire and brimstone.
你知道吗？那个在地狱里面是有永火，还有硫磺火湖。
The word itself means God-like fire.
你知道吗？在这个意思里面，神是喜欢火焰，喜欢烈火的。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 32,
在生命记第三十二章。
It says very clearly that God's fire is in hell.
这里提到哈，神在地狱里面的火。
Deuteronomy 32, verse 22.
生命记32章第22节。
For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell.
因为我怒中有火烧起，直烧到极深的阴间。
That's where sinners go, isn't it?
这也就是罪人要去的地方，是不是？
I wonder if sinners are going to feel like the burning bush.
我猜想，如果那个罪人呢，他在那个焚烧的荆棘里面的感受会怎么样？
Happy and comfortable.
是不是觉得很快乐而且很舒适？
Oh, I don't think so.
我想应该不是的。
Jesus said, "There there'll be gnashing of teeth."
你知道吗？在那里他们是烧得很痛苦的。
And anguish.
然后呢，非常的无助，非常的可怕。
And screaming.
常常都是尖叫。
And suffering and torment.
而且呢，是痛苦的，是折磨的。
And what is burning?
并且呢，不断的焚烧啊。
Sin.
罪。
But see, sin is something that it's very strange.
你知道吗？罪是非常奇特的一个东西，非常奇怪的。
It becomes part of us.
罪呢，变成我们的一部分了。
It becomes like a cancer. It's made of our own cells.
你知道吗？它像那个癌一样呢，变成我们自己的癌细胞在我们自己里面了。
Sin isn't an object you carry.
那个罪呢，不是一个物质，
你可以拿的。
然后你不想要的时候，你就可以把它丢掉。
Oh, I throw away my sin. I die now. I go to heaven.
然后呢，我把我的罪丢掉，然后我死了，我可以进天堂。
No.
不是的。
You go through fire.
你呢，经过火焰。
All wood, hay, and stubble starts burning.
草木禾秸呢都会被焚烧尽的。
Oh, now I'm not preaching purgatory.
我讲的不是这个，这个火，这个那个 ，I don't know that word.
Well, well, you're not Catholic then.
我不是天主教徒，所以我不知道那个字的意思。
The Catholic,
炼狱，哦，炼狱。
Yeah.
炼狱。
Catholics preach that we're gonna go to hell. We're gonna all go through purgatory, which is a fire for a few thousand years.
这个天主教讲地狱或者讲炼狱哈。
And then after the sin is burned out, we all go to heaven.
然后呢，所有你在炼狱里面呢，你的罪被烧尽之后，你就可以进天堂。
They once came to my dad and said, "Well, do you believe that this is true?"
他们有一次呢，有天主教徒就来问我的爸爸说，你相不相信炼狱这个事情是真的？
That after a few thousand years of hell, everyone's going to heaven.
然后呢，如果人在那个地狱里面呢，被烧了几千年或几百年之后，就可以进天堂
了。And my father says, I really don't care.
我爸爸说，我根本一点都不关心这些事。
I wouldn't like to be in a frying pan even 5 minutes.
我呢，根本不想要在那个熔火里面，连五分钟我都不想。
So I don't care if in 1,000 years I get to go to heaven.
所以我也不在意说是不是烧了一千年我就可以进天堂。
I don't want to be 1 second.
我连在那个熔火里面，在地狱里面一秒钟我都不想待。
But there is a fire.
但是呢，有一个火，有一种火。
And if there's sin,
如果有罪呢
？That fire is gonna withhold you.
那个如果有罪，那个火就会把你留住。真
，You're not going to walk through into heaven.
你就
You're going to stay there.
你就没有办法经过那个火焰，你就会留在那个火里面。
Because there'll be things to burn.
因为呢，他们要把，因为我们身上有渣子需要被焚烧。
Because the fire of God. Remember when Jesus said of the rich man and Lazarus.
在这个拿撒勒有一个有钱的人哈，财主来问他。
Of the suffering and torment。
他讲到那个富有的人说那个求耶稣让他回去，不是向他的弟弟那个兄弟可以讲那个
地狱
的情形。
You know that Jesus spoke much more about hell than about heaven。
你知道吗？那个耶稣他是就是对这个地狱跟对天堂的那个意义。对地狱的意义更大吗？
Very little. Most of his messages were about hell.
你知道吗？耶稣所讲的很多的信息都是有提到地狱这个事情。
And about how important it was to get away from going to that fire.
然后呢，他告诉我们很重要，我们远离那个永远焚烧的火是很重要的。
And it's best to lose an arm or a leg or an eye.
在那边呢是你可以就说你如果
If that'll keep you from going to the fire.
你可以呢，你宁愿呢挖出你的眼睛呢，砍掉你的手或脚呢，你也要把它砍断，以免它拦阻你进天堂。
So another thing we know very little about is heaven.
所以呢，有很多，所以呢，我们可以看出，我们其实对天堂的认知比较少哈。
But there is a fire.
但是有一种火。
It's a special fire of God.
是神特别的火焰。
That has burned and will burn throughout eternity.
是会焚烧，并且一直焚烧到永恒里面了。
And in relationship to man,
在我们跟人的关系里面
，that fire has a very special effect upon sin.
你知道吗？那个火呢，对这个罪也带来有很大的影响。
We read in the Old Testament.
我们在那个旧约里面读到
that.There was a sacrifice instituted by God.
有燔祭哈，有燔祭。
Abraham sacrificed.
亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以赛亚。
The whole tabernacle was built around the system of sacrifice.
还有会幕呢的建造呢，是依据那个要献祭的这样子一个基础来建造的。
But not only any sacrifice.
但是呢，不只是任何的一种献祭。
But it had to be a burnt sacrifice.
这样的献祭呢，是要带着火哈，是燔祭。
And there was a ritual whereby man put his hand upon a ram.
有一个人他把他的。
He put his hand upon the sheep, say.
有一个人他把他的手放在羊。
Confessed his sins.
然后呢，他承认他的罪。
And then it's as if his sins were placed upon that lamb.
我们的罪呢就是
on the head of that lamb.
就放在这个羔羊呢，就代替了我们的罪，就放在他的身上。
And that lamb was killed.
然后呢，那个羔羊就被杀。
Was placed on the altar of sacrifice and was burned with fire.
然后呢，就放在那个这个祭坛哈，那个祭坛上，然后呢，让它被火来焚烧。
And when that happened,
所以当那样子发生的时候，
it was as if a pardon was given to that person or forgiveness.
这也是代表哈，预表着就是我们的罪呢，就是把它，就是让那个羊来担当，并且我们领受了那个饶恕。
And it wasn't that necessarily happened in that moment.
也许呢，不是就是说刚好在焚烧或者在那个时刻就这样发生了。
But there was a very special moment once a year.
而且呢，这样子的一个献祭是非常特别，是一年一次的。
Called the Day of Atonement.
叫做赎罪日哈。
Where the high priest went into the most holy place.
也就是这个至高的祭司呢，进到那个至圣所里面。
And God validated all those sacrifices.
然后呢，神呢，使所有的这个牺牲奉献的这些祭牲呢，都有效哈，都有果效。
And the high priest came out and declared now.
然后呢，那个祭司就出来宣告说，现在。
All those sacrifices are valid.
所有所献上的这些牺牲、这些奉献都是有效的。 你的罪呢已经被除尽了，被原谅。
Your sins are atoned.
你的罪已经被饶恕了。
Your sins are taken away.
你的罪已经被除去了。
And everyone breathed relief.
然后每一个人就呼一口气说：“哇，好险！”然后那个。
If I die today.
如果我今天死了。
I'm forgiven.
我已经被饶恕了。And
if he sinned the next day.
然后呢，也许他隔天又犯罪了。
Oh please, death, don't come.
哦，拜托，那个死亡不要来。
Stay away, stay away, stay away.
然后赶快离开，死亡不要临近我。
And this system of sacrifice.
这样子的一个祭祀的这种祭牲的这种制度呢。
It wasn't the sacrifice that took away the sin.
并不是这样子的一个这个祭牲物呢，然后呢，就是除去我们的罪。
For that was symbolic.
这是一个预表，一个象征。
The writer of Hebrew tells us.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
That the sacrifice and the blood of goats and of bulls has no avail.
就是那个血的祭祀哈，就是带着血的那个，是有那个有幔子哈，就是那个。
But that Jesus Christ was the sacrifice once and for all.
然后呢，但是耶稣的这个奉献呢是一次献上哈。
The sacrifice for sin.
他为罪的这个他的那个牺牲奉献。
Like we saw last night, the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world.
我们昨天所听到的这个信息就是，这个神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Now, when this lamb was placed upon the altar,
当这一只羊羔呢被放在祭坛上，
it was first killed.
是先被宰杀的。
It wasn't the killing that took away the sin.
并不是因为杀了他这个杀他的这样子的一个动作呢，除去他的罪。
It wasn't the death that atoned.
是呢，因为死亡呢，来赢得这个。
It was the fire that atoned.
也不是死亡来让我们的罪除去，那是因为被火焚烧这样子的过程。
See, I must explain to you. God said to Moses, "I want you to make an altar and the tabernacle." Gave him all the measurements.
那个神对摩西说，你要建造一个会幕，然后他给摩西很详细，要几轴几轴怎么样来盖。
And he gave him the system of offering sacrifice, burnt sacrifice.
然后他也给他很多那个奉献祭，就是那个献祭的这样的制度。
But God prohibited two things.
但是神隐藏了两件事。
One, he says, you cannot make again holy anointing oil.
就是他禁止两件事，第一个就是你不能够再制造这个圣油了，圣膏油。
And you cannot make fire.
并且你也不可以自己来这个起这个火哈，建造这个火。
Moses said, "Well, how can we have a burnt offering?"
但是如果我们没有这个圣膏油或者这个火，那我们怎么样有环境呢？
Anyone that offers strange fire will be destroyed.
神说呢，每一个人自己献上这种自己的火或者是奇特的火呢，那就会被毁灭。
Moses says, "Well, how are we going to have a burnt offering?"
那摩西就说，那我们怎么样有燔祭呢？
God said, "I'll send my fire."
但神说，我自己会从天上降下火焰。
And we read in Leviticus 9.
那我们一起来看啊，利未记第九章。
When the sacrifices began.
当开始献祭的时候。
This very wonderful thing happened.
有一件美妙的事，美好的事发生。
In verse 24 of Leviticus 9.
利未记第九章二十四节说，
There came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed the altar, burnt the offering and the fat.
有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和祭物。
When all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces.
众民一见就都欢呼，俯伏在地。
What a glorious thing!
这是一个多么荣耀的事。
There was the altar ready. There was the sacrifice.
你看那个祭坛已经预备好了，并且也有要献祭的祭牲了。
And suddenly fire comes out.
突然呢，有火就从耶和华的面前出来。
From before the Lord and falls upon the altar.
那个从神面前出来的火呢，就在坛上焚烧。
I don't know what fire that was.
我不知道那是什么样的火。
What color it was.
或者是什么样的颜
色 what noise it made.
或者呢这个火烧在烧的时候有什么样的噪音 But
it was different fire.
但是一种不同的火
A special fire.
是一种特别的火
And God says you can keep this fire.
但是神说呢你要保持这样的火
He says I want you to build
我要你建造
Some instruments where you're going to keep the coals.
就是建造一些那个器具呢，你可以把那个木拿那个烧完的火炭呢保存起来。
And keep those burning coals alive.
让这些呢木炭火炭呢能够保存起来。
And don't let those coals get cold.
然后不要让那个火炭呢变冷了哈。
For in those coals will remain the holy fire.
因为那些火炭呢就会保持这个圣火。
So they took coals from off the altar.
所以呢他们就把那个火炭呢从坛上取下来
And they kept them even when they traveled
他们就保存起来哈，带着他们即使他们在这个就是在路上就是要往那个
And with those coals they lit again the holy fire
用那些用就是木炭那个火炭呢他们可以再一次有这个圣洁的火来做燔祭
it was with that fire that they lit the candlesticks
也是用这些火来点燃他们的蜡烛
so it wasn't a natural light
这样子的一个这个蜡烛所出来的这个光呢不是一个自
然的光线 it was a light given the illumination of the God fire
那是呢神所赏赐的神的火哈的一个照明
and the same in the altar of worship or of incense
所以呢同样的哈不管是在祭坛上的这个敬拜啦或者是那个香啦哈
it was the God fire
是从神的火焰而来
when it burned the incense
不仅呢烧香
that it was acceptable before God
这个香呢在神的面前是蒙悦纳的
see our worship our praiseThe fleshly praise is not acceptable.
我们呢的敬拜，我们的赞美呢，从我们肉体来的呢，是不被接纳。
No matter how nice we play,
不管我们
or how nice we sing,
不管我们唱的有多好，弹的有多巧妙。
If it's not through the Spirit or inspired with the Spirit,
如果不是从灵里面出来，或者在灵里面激发出来的呢
，It's not a grateful odor.
那就不是一个
Before the Lord. But that's
在神的面前不是就是
Let's go back to the holy fire.
这不是我们今天要讲的敬拜哈，我们要进到那个再回到
It was only that holy fire that could burn upon the altar. And it was acceptable to take away the sin.
从神来的圣火呢，烧在祭坛上， 就被啊，然后呢，除去就烧尽了这个罪，除去的罪是被神所悦纳的。
And any other action to try to get rid of sin was prohibited.
知道吗？所有其他的做法啊，要来除去所有的。除去任何的罪都是被禁止的。
It was not acceptable.
是不被接受的。
God said, anyone that brings and starts a natural fire,
如果呢哪一个人带来或者是开始起这个
and tries to come before me with the earthly fire for sin, will be destroyed.
自然的火，然后想要用这种人造的这种人为的火呢，来烧这一些啊。祭坛上的那个祭牲呢，就会被毁灭。
And there was a man that didn't believe this.
有一个人呢，他就不信这样子的事。
Who says only Moses can give us this fire?
谁说只有摩西可以给我们这样的火
？I can have this fire too.
我也可以有这样的火。
I can make a fire too.
我也可以自己起火。
I will make a fire too.
我要自己来起火。
So we read in Leviticus.
我们来看利未记。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
Of Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron.
亚伦的儿子拿达还有亚比父。
They were the sons of the high priest.
他们是至高祭司的儿子啊。
But since they didn't have the God fire,
但是呢，他们没有从神来的那个火。
It says they put their fire in the censer and the incense and offered strange fire before the Lord.
他们呢，各拿自己的香炉盛上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上还火。
And look what happened in verse 2.
就看看什么事发生了，看第二节。
They were consumed.
他们。
They died.
他们就被烧灭，他们死了。
The real fire came.
真正从神那里的真火来了。
And they died.
他们就死了。
We read also Numbers 16, verse 35.
我们再来看利未记十六章二十五节，是民数记十六章二十五节。
We read also of the sons of Korah.
我们看到那个 Korah 的儿子。
That offered strange fire before the Lord.
也是自己献上燔火。
And they were destroyed.
他们也被杀了。
Just like the sons of Aaron were destroyed.
就像是那个亚伦的儿子一样，可拉。
So we see,
所以我们可以看见
that God, only God's fire is acceptable. Were offerings,
只有从神那里来的圣火是被
to come before the Lord,
是被接纳，是可以来烧这个祭牲，是可以来到神面前的，是可以除去罪的。
As I said yesterday, it's not repentance that gets rid of sin.
就像我昨天讲的，不是啊悔改这样的事情除去了罪。
There is a repentance that leads to salvation.
有一种悔改是可以带我们到救恩里面。
But like I said last night, it's not a verb.
但是呢，这样子的一个悔改呢，不是一个动词。
Of those three words of repentance.
我们昨天有谈到有三个不同的希腊字呢，代表悔改。
Two are verbs, which are actions.
两种呢是动词，是代表行动。
And no action of ours can get rid of sin.
并没有任何的动作呢或者做法可以除去罪、没有也不是我们自己的悔改可以除去罪
action from our part.
没有我们自己不能做什么事来除去我们的罪
Only the God fire
只有从神的烈火
can get rid of sin.
可以帮助我们除去罪
And that upon a sacrifice、
在这样子的一个、献祭当中
that must first be killed
先要被杀
in place of the sinner
来代替这些罪人来被杀
now they kept this fire
他们继续保留这个圣火
but as the years went by
但是呢几年过去之后
one day the coals they let it get too cold
有一天呢这些火炭呢变得太冷了
They went too long before igniting the God fire.
他们太久没有在神的面前来领受这个圣火。
And when they tried to start a fire,
当他们开始要这些已经很冷的火炭要来开始点火的时候
they couldn't.
他们没有办法点燃。
And then there was no sacrifice for sin.
然后呢？ 就没有可以为罪来献上的祭物了。
And then they even lost the ark to the enemy.
甚至呢，他们也把他们的约柜呢，怎么样被敌人来掳去了。
Then the ark was taken far away in Obed-Edom's house.
你知道吗？那个约柜呢，甚至被带到很远那个厄别以东的家去。
Then David took the ark to Zion.
然后呢，那个大卫又把约柜带回到锡安。
To the tent temple he had built.
到了大卫自己所建造的。
Or tent tabernacle he had built.
他自己做的大卫的帐幕。
It was called the tabernacle of David.
那我们这个称为大卫的帐幕。
And he had the ark there.
他在那里面放了约柜
But,
但是呢
there was no God fire.
但是那里面没有神的火
And David recognized he was a sinner.
大卫他自己认知自己是一个罪人
And he wanted to offer for his sins.
他想要为他的罪 来献上祭司
Oh, if you don't believe it, just read Psalm 51.
如果你呢不相信的话呢你就读诗篇五十一篇
His lament at his sin.
他为他的罪来悔改。
As lament, there's no way out.
这样这个罪呢是没有任何让我们能够就没有其他的解决的方式。
There was no God fire.
也没有神的火了。
And then we read in First Chronicles.
然后我们读历代志上。
Chapter 21.
二十一节。历代志上二十一章。
First Chronicles 21.
二十一章。
And verse 26.
二十六节。
And David built an altar for the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord.
大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
And God answered him with fire from heaven.
耶和华就应允他，使火从天。
Upon the altar of the burnt offering.
降在燔祭坛上。
And then the Lord commanded the angel.
然后二十七节，耶和华。
That was standing there ready to destroy the whole people.
在那时候呢，他本来是要。
The whole city.
他想要毁灭那整个城市那里面所有的人
He said put back your sword
他就收刀入鞘
Sin has been atoned
罪已经被除去被
The city was saved
整个城市就得救了
The fire of God was again
再一次我们看到神的火
On the altar
降在祭坛上
And that fire
那样的火
Burned away the sin.
烧掉除去的那个罪
So see, it's not our actions or repenting or believing or even believing in the death of the Lamb.
我们这个不是我们的悔改这样的行动，或者我们的相信，或者相信羔羊的替死这样子会除去罪。
Yes, I believe that Jesus died for me in the cross.
是的，我相信耶稣为我死在十字架上。
Fine, you have the sacrifice.
是的，你已经有一个为你牺牲的奉献的祭了。
But where is the fire?
但是火在哪里？
Without the fire,
没有这样的一个火。
The sacrifice is no good.
这样的献祭是没有用处的。
Yes, I believe Jesus died.
是的，我相信耶稣为我死。
But the sin is still there.
但是那个罪还在那里。
Oh yes, I believe that I'm saved.
是的，我相信我已经得救了。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
凡心里相信口称耶稣为主的
就得救。It's
true. 这是真实的。
Keep believing.
继续相信。
You will be saved.
你会得救的。
Was that what Paul said? I mean, yeah, what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3?
在那个哥林多前书第三章。
He himself shall be saved.
说他也会得救。
Thank God that Paul said, no man can change the foundation.
感谢主哈，保罗说没有人能够在这个根基上。
That's Jesus Christ.
没有办法用立在，就是没有办法用立在根基。
And thanks to that foundation, you're going to make it.
感谢主，因为耶稣基督是我们的根基，我们就可以做到。
But if I were you, I wouldn't be worried about going to heaven. I'd be worried about the fire.
你知道吗？如果我是你的话，我不会只烦恼说能不能进天堂，我烦恼的是我们能不能经验过那个火还能存留。
I am scared of fire.
我很害怕这个火的。
I don't like to be burned.
我不想要被焚烧，被烧。
See.Without fire, the sacrifice
没有火的这样的献祭
cannot take away your sin.
没有办法除去我们的罪
Your sin remains in you.
你的罪还继续停留在你的身上
But I believe.
但是我相信
But I gave my heart over the Lord.
我如果我把我的心奉献给主
Your sin remains in you.
但是呢，你的罪还是在你的身上啊。
Unless the fire of God burns it out.
除非从神那里来的火焰把它烧尽。
So something has to happen.
所以必须有一些事要发生。
I don't know what you want to call it.
我不知道你要怎么样来称呼这样的事。
They've called it by many names.
他们很多人用不同的名称来。
Some call it new birth.
有人叫新生。
The Wesleyans used to call it sanctification.
那个卫斯理宗通常叫成圣。
They used to call it many names.
也有很多人用不同的名字来称呼他。
But they all describe the same thing.
但是他们所说到的都是同一件事。
Back in early Pentecost.
在早期的这个五旬节。
In the beginning of this century.
在这个世纪的刚开始。
There would be what they call the mourner's bench or sinner's bench.
他们就会讲到这个罪人的这个椅子哈座椅。
Sometimes a sinner's room.
有时候会讲到说这个是罪人的房间。
People that wanted to get saved.
如果你要得救。
Would go and sit in that chair and start repenting.
然后呢就坐到那个罪人的椅子那边哈就开始悔改。
Until they were forgiven.
直到呢你被饶恕为止。
And they said you.Stay there and keep repenting.
你就坐在那边，留在那边，一直不断的悔改。
Until you're forgiven.
直到你被饶恕为止。
And when it was too late and they had to close the church.
直到呢那个夜色很晚的话，他们必须要把教会的大门关上。
The sinners would go out to the forest or the field.
然后呢，那个罪人呢就会到外面的树林或者到空地。
And mourn and repent. Oh, my sin, my sin. God, forgive me, please.
然后就继续留在那边悔改说主啊我的罪我的罪求你饶恕我
and then sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning 3 o'clock in the morning
有时候呢清晨两点三点的时候
you'd hear how someone shout
你就听到有人在喊叫
oh glory to God hallelujah
荣耀归给神荣耀了我已经被饶恕了
and out he'd go rejoicing
然后呢我可以欢喜快乐
and the rest would mourn all the harder oh God me
然后呢看到有人得救欢喜快乐就有的人哭得更大声主啊救我帮我
sometimes they repent for days or weeks
有时候呢他们就有时候花一两天或者是几个礼拜来悔改哈
but when they were forgiven they knew it
但是呢当你被饶恕的那一天呢你自己清楚
they knew it
你很清楚的
their sins were gone
他们的罪都已经被除去了
they felt it
他们感受得到
Now they have a new God fire.
然后他们现在就有新的这个从神来的火焰。
Just say the sinner's prayer and you got it.
有人就用那个罪人的认罪祷告，然后你就得着火焰。
It's the day of the fast foods. We're living the day of fast foods.
我们住在
KFC.
住在这个素食的这个世界里面。
And so maybe people try to apply it also to fast fire.
所以呢，我们有一个叫素食的火焰哈。
But somehow it's not producing the same Christians that Pentecost did.
但是呢，这样子呢，并不是这样子的做法呢，并不能够从那个早期他们五旬节他们这样子的一个
Christians on fire for God.
他们早期的那种悔改模式呢，我们把它用素食主义很快的变快速，可是这样没有办法带来神的火焰。
The only warmth that comes from Christians.
唯一呢让基督徒呢能悔改有效的呢
is when they warm a bench.
就当那人的想法就是说他们需要有一张椅子
But their hearts are cold
他们以为有罪人的椅子就可以得救可以但是呢其实不是哈如果他们的心仍然是冷的
When my father was a young man
当我的爸爸是一个年轻人
He had grown up since a child knowing how you have to be saved and born again
他的成长背景过程呢，就是他知道怎么样要，他从小就知道要得救，要重生。
And so one day he was so convicted of his sin.
有一天呢，他就是圣灵使他知罪哈。
In the church, an evangelist came and gave a salvation message, and he came forward.
然后呢，有一天呢，教会就有那个布道家或者讲员来呢。
The pastor was happy to see this young man, Edward, come and give his heart to the Lord.
然后呢，就讲到救恩啊，然后他就站到那个前面来，然后愿意接受。
And he cried, and he cried.
然后呢，他就开始哭了。那个讲员也很高兴，他愿意把那个这个年轻人愿意把心交给主。
The next night, when young Edward came forward.
但是呢，隔天呢，当那个这个年轻的那个爱德华来到面前的时候
started worrying, why did he come up again?
然后呢，那个牧师就开始哈，就开始紧张说，哎，我就开始担心说，为什么他还要再来认罪，还要再站出来呢
？So after my father Edward was crying for about an hour, the pastor came and tried to console him.
然后呢，那个当那个他的爸爸呢，在这前面呢认罪悔改，哭了一个钟头之后呢，那个牧师就来安慰他。
Have you repented?
你有没有已经悔改了？
Yeah.
是的。
Well then, praise God, you're saved.
赞美主，你已经得救了。
No, I'm not.
没有，我才没有。
Well, yes, the Bible says so.
是的，圣经已经这样说了。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you believe?
你相信耶稣基督，你相信吗？
Yes, I believe.
是的，我相信。
Well, then you're saved.
你已经得救了。
No, I'm not.
没有，才没有。
And he couldn't convince him.
他没有办法说服他。
The next night, back he was crying again at the altar.
然后呢，第三天呢，他又来到这个祭坛的前面，又开始哭了。
And the pastor tried his best.
然后呢，那个非常那个牧者非常的尽力哈。
Repeat the sinner's prayer.
然后你跟着我，我祷告一句，你就跟我祷告一句，做认罪的祷告。
Now you're saved. No, you're not.
现在你已经得救。我说没有，没有。
Yes, you are. No,
I'm not. 对啊，你已经得救。没有，还没有。
But Edward, do you think God's a liar and His word's a lie?
说爱德华，你认为神是说谎言的吗？他会骗你吗
？No.
不会啊。
And he says, "He that believeth shall be saved," doesn't he? Yes.
但是圣经讲到，凡心你相信的就会被得救。
Yes.
你相信这样的话是
？Well, that means you're saved.
那这样子的话，你应该得救了。
No, I'm not. I know I'm not. Oh, the pastor got so frustrated.
那个牧师就觉得真的是很压力很大哈。
My father had seen what it was to be born again, really.
真的，我的父亲真的是知道怎么样才能够重生。
He had gone to sleep in camp meetings that lasted till early hours of the morning.
他的那个认罪悔改行动没有办法让他保持24小时，觉得。
He had seen wonderful praise and worship.
他因为他经历过，他看见过这个美好的敬拜赞美。
He knew what conviction was. He knew when the sins went away, how people acted.
他知道说，当他认罪悔改，人们所表现出来、所结出来的果子是怎么样。
And pastor got so mad with him.
但是呢，那个牧师对他很气愤。
And he got so frustrated.
他觉得真的是不知道怎么办才好。
But one day.
但是有一天。
A few weeks later.
几个礼拜之后。
As he was plowing the field with the horses.
然后呢，他在那个田野上，骑着马。
The fire fell.
然后那个神天上的火焰就掉下来。
Glory.
他就说荣耀。
I'm saved.
我已经得救了。
I got it.
我已经得着了。
That's the God fire.
这就是我们神
是
为烈火。
That's the holy fire.
那是圣洁的火。
That takes away the sin.
除去世人的罪
and you know, it's been taken away.
你知道你的罪已经被除去了
All other is just part of it.
所有其他的都是一个部分
The altar, the faith.
不管是祭坛不管是祭物
The lamb.
还有羔羊
The wood.
还有火柴
But you must have the fire.
但是你必须要有火
Not.Any fire?
不是平常的凡火。
Not emotional fire.
不是情绪上的火。
God fire.
是从神来的火。
When it comes, it comes.
当它来的时候，它就在我们当中。
And God's fire is there in everything He does, because His His presence is glorious, consuming fire.
因啊，神的火焰来的时候就充满了荣耀，因为他自己是烈火。
His glory is such a beautiful fire. Fire is so beautiful.
他这个火焰呢，是荣耀，是荣美的火。
It's only scary to sinner.
你知道吗？会惧怕的只有。就罪人会对这样的火惧怕。
When your sins are burned away, it's attractive.
但是呢，如果你的罪已经被除尽了，被烧。
You want to be in that glory.
被烧着了，烧尽了之后呢，你就会被这样的火来吸引。因为这个火呢是美好的火。
It fills you.
是会充满你。
Flows through you.
会透过你流露出来。
Those fire.
这样子，神的火。
So beautiful the glory of His presence.
是荣耀的，是美丽的，在他的红在里
面。
我愿意住在这样子的火，在红在中一辈子。
When I've been in that beautiful fire,
当我在那个圣洁荣美的火焰中
，the fire of His glory,
他荣耀的火
，I know I'm clean and pure.
我知道我是洁净的，是干净的。
I'm washed by the blood.
我已经被羔羊的血所洁净。
My sins are atoned by the fire.
我的罪已经。被神的火所洁净了，我可以进到，我可以跟他有父亲儿子的关系。
And at those moments, I always say the same thing.
在那样子的一个时刻，我通常都这样说。
But I'm very close to Him.
我觉得我跟他很亲近。
I say, God, won't you take me now?
主啊，你现在把我带走好吗
？I want to live forever like I'm feeling right now.
我宁愿一辈子住在靠近你。
And just the thought of having to go back in the world and the sin and the temptation and everything, just, oh, I don't want that.
只要想到我还要回到这个罪恶的世界里面，跟罪这样子来相处，我不愿意。
I'd like to live there forever.
我宁愿住在你的圣洁、你的圣火里面一辈子。
And I will live there forever.
我将会住在那里一辈子。
And you'll never know what happiness is.
你永远不会知道。最会发生的什么事情
Until you're in the midst of the fire of God.
直到你在神的火焰中与他相遇。
To those that don't know, it looks terrible.
对这些不知道的、不知道神火焰的好处的人，他觉得火是很可怕。
To the three Hebrew children before they went in, it was terrible.
对那个但以理的三个这个希伯来朋友而言呢？所以他们还不知道这个火焰是怎么回事的时候，他们要被丢进火窑，是很可怕的一件事。
But when they were there with Jesus,
但是当他们在火窑里面与耶稣同行的
，and the fire burned away their bindings and they were set free.
当那个火除去他们的这些捆绑的时候，他们所被释放出来是自由的。
They didn't come running out.
他们出来的时候不是说很紧张、很紧急的跑出来。他们还继续留在那里面
talking with Jesus
与耶稣交谈
and the king looked after a while he said hey come out
那个尼布甲尼撒王看他们说出来呀快点出来呀
come out
他们想要出去
yes I command you come out
是的我命令你出来
okay
好不好
but they were in no hurry to come out
他们没有急着想要跑出来
it's a wonder
因为在那里面是美好的
so glorious
是荣耀的
it's the fire of his presence
因为在神这个烈火的同在中
the fire of his glory
他荣耀的火焰中
it's so wonderful
是美好的
it's so beautiful
是极美的
it's so precious
是极宝贵的
it's Jesus
是耶稣
he is the glory of the Father
他是父神的荣耀
A consuming fire.
是烈火
But it only consumes away the sadness.
但是呢，这些烈火所烧尽的呢，是那些物质的。
It only consumes death.
是烧尽那个死亡。
It only consumes sin.
来焚烧罪。
If you want to hold on to your sin, then stay away from the fire.
如果你继续要抓住你的这个罪呢保持你的罪呢那你就要留在这个火焰中
If you want joy unspeakable and full of glory
如果你想要说不出的这个喜乐跟荣耀呢
Then ask for his holy fire
那就求主的圣火
To come upon you
来降临在我们的身上
To have that repentance which leadeth to salvation
来帮助我们，能够引领我们进到那个领我们得救的悔改里面。
Not that of your actions, but that that the Holy Spirit gives.
不是因为我们的行动行为，乃是因为圣灵的恩赐。悔改。
That's born in the Spirit of God.
是从神的圣灵而生的。
The cry that's answered by fire.
那个哭求呢？是被这个圣灵的火
and your burdens are rolled away
这些火呢就把你的罪除去
and your sins are taken away
然后你的罪就被除尽
and you know
那你知道
beyond a shadow of a doubt
毫无一点愁云惨雾疑问
that you now belong to Jesus
你知道你完全属于主耶稣
not because of doctrine
并不是因为教义让你属耶稣
not because ofWhat somebody told you?
并不是任何人告诉你你属耶稣。
Not because of a sinner's prayer you might have said.
并不是因为你做了认罪祷告。
But because you've met the reality of God's presence.
因为你在真实里面